You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Hey, come on, it's all right. We always knew it was going to be a tough match.
No, I know.
You and Darrington, you're the two best teams.
312, though, it's a hell of a target to chase.
That piece of cake.
Oh, is that what you reckon, Mrs. Titchener?
You've got me cheering you on, haven't you? With everyone else who's come to support Ambridge.
How can we lose?
You'll leapfrog Darrington and go to the top of the table.
So you're not bored, then?
No, not at all. Mum and I are having a lovely time. I'm seeing Dad out there in his white jacket.
Yeah, he does seem to be doing well. It's a long time to be on his feet.
And you consider he only came off his crutches in June.
Yeah, although that last not out he gave.
Hey, hey, no arguing. Remember, he's not just the umpire, he's your father-in-law as well now.
Rob, you're up.
What's that?
Alistair's changed the batting order. You and Adam are opening for us now. Ellen?
Charlie?
Why is he down there?
Well, don't ask me. Says he wants our big hitters in first.
He's
put me in at number five.
Listen, I'll leave you to it.
Oh. Okay.
Best of luck, though. You'll be great. 312 runs is nothing. You can beat them.
Thank you, darling.
Bye, Helen.
Right. Well, I suppose I'd better go and put my pads on.
Rob, just be sensible, yeah? We all need to be level-headed.
Hmm? What do you mean?
Well, the way you've been sledging the Darrington players.
Sledging? It's just banter.
I'm just saying, don't get riled. We're all going to have to play calmly to stand any chance.
Hmm? That's your advice, is it?
Yeah, for what it's worth.
Hmm. Oh, shame you're not captain.
Rob.
You know, if you're not up for the fight, Charlie, you really shouldn't be on the field.
Carol, how could I? David's right. It's much better for everyone to have Heather at Brookfield.
Everyone except you?
Well, that hardly matters. Ruth can't keep going up and down to Prudder. Heather's needs are far greater than mine.
It's still an awful upheaval, though. Surely she could go into a home down here.
That's not what Ruth wants. Anyway, I have so many other options. I'll be all right.
Well, you know, my offer still stands. If you want to move back in here...
No, no, Carol, honestly.
I'm sure it won't be hard for me to find somewhere else. Or we could share. Why not? It seems to be working out for Christine and Peggy.
Carol, that's so kind of you.
Nonsense, Jill. You only have to say the word. Now, what tea shall we have? I may even still have some of that yerba Anne bought for me for Mother's Day. That's a good pick-me-up. Jill.
I'm sorry.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Hang on, where are the tissues?
I shouldn't be so selfish.
Oh, you're not being selfish at all. Here you are.
Thanks.
Right. Oh, I can see it's time for the big guns. I'm going to break out my special hawthorn berry tea. You'll see. That'll help. Then we'll go and sit outside.
What do we have to do? Oh, yeah, that's it. Waggle your hand.
Rob's really racking the runs up, isn't he?
Yeah.
My daddy's the best. Oh.
So, Tom's arranged for the interior designer to come on Tuesday.
Yeah, that's right.
Isn't that when you're off to the nature centre? I thought you were going with the mums from nursery.
Oh, I still am. Rob's going to stand in for me.
Oh, it's fine. But couldn't you just change the appointment?
Well, I was going to, but you know how keen Tom is to crack on with the shop, and when Rob said he'd go to the meeting instead...
Even so, I think
And
it would
I really didn't want to miss the day out, Mum. Not with Henry starting school next week. Sweetheart, don't go too far. I've explained the traditional rustic look I'm after.
Right, I see. Well, Rob has got time on his hands, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I'm still not entirely clear why he's left Barrow Farm.
Mum, I told you.
And without a new job to get
He needs a bit of space to think about what he'd like to do next.
So this was all planned then? Like the wedding? You just chose not to tell anyone?
No.
It was a shock to you too?
Mum, Rob hadn't told you he was going to leave? He just wanted a fresh challenge. Pastor's new, it's that simple. There's no mystery.
Yes, but I still
think... Susan, hi.
Oh, hi, Helen. Pat.
Oh.
Oh, getting exciting, isn't it? I'm starting to think they might just do it.
What do you mean, starting? Of course they're going to do it.
Well, fingers crossed. Christopher's convinced they'll walk it this afternoon, but you know me. Don't like to count my chickens till they've come home to roost.
Not again. Whose phone is that?
Oh, it's Eddie's. He's got a customer who keeps pestering him.
You could put it on silent.
Yes! Oh, Pat, I've been wondering...
Yes, Susan?
Have you seen Peggy at all? It's just she promised to speak to Hazel. Have you heard any more about her plans for the village shop?
Oh, well, if you're such a hotshot, how come I'm still standing here? Or are you as dumb as you're bowling?
Rob!
Charlie, get back to your wicket.
Just calm down. He's only giving as good as he gets.
Oh, really? Oh, well, then let's see how he responds when I drive the ball straight at his head.
Which is just what he wants. Don't be goaded into doing something reckless.
Reckless? Oh, is that how I've been playing?
No, it's
funny, that. I'm the one who only needs five more for a century.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Another 108 runs and the game's in the bag. We need to stay disciplined, hmm?
And where do you get the right to give me advice?
Rob.
You're not my boss. And the only reason you joined the cricket team was because Adam asked you to. Oh, now why could that be?
Listen.
I know what I'm doing, Charlie, so stop wasting everyone's time and get back down your end.
So what did Peggy say? Did she tell her the arm she's going to do?
I wasn't party to the actual conversation.
Gran would have done, though.
Yes, of course.
Well, and Hazel's still going to carve it up into flats?
That's what I understand.
Oh! It's not as though she can't realise.
Hazel must know how much we all cherish the village shop.
So where does she expect folk to go? The next nearest place is over in Ollerton. And that hasn't got a post office. I mean, what if you haven't got a car?
I guess she just doesn't care.
Oh, some people. They get all the advantages in life and they still only think of themselves.
No, I know.
Doesn't matter that pensioners won't have anywhere to buy their groceries.
No, you're right.
Or buy a stamp. Or even just have somewhere to go for a natter. Oh, well, I don't need to tell you, Pat.
No. Although, actually, Susan, there is something we ought to tell you. Maybe you shouldn't panic just
Mum.
Yet.
You know, it's people like Hazel who represent everything that's wrong with this world.
Mummy, look!
What's that, Henry?
The ball!
Yeah!
Yeah, he caught it!
I know, darling, but that's not very good, though.
Isn't it?
No, it isn't. It means Daddy's out. How's that? Any better?
Very nice.
They say hawthorn berry's the thing for soothing a broken heart.
I better drink up then. I'm sorry, Carol. I didn't come here to blub on you.
Jill, would you please stop apologising?
I know, but...
It's fine.
Better here than in front of David and Ruth. I just need to think of this last year as a bonus.
A bonus?
Yes. I didn't expect to move back to Brookfield. I thought I'd end my days here at Glebe.
And if you need me to move
no,
out...
No, no, no.
I don't mind. Although you'll have to keep an eye on Bert's turnips for me. And the marrows, of course. We have high hopes for those.
Really, Carol... Phil and I made a good life here after he retired, but well, at Brookfield, it's almost as if I don't need to miss him. Oh dear, I've started
it's again. It's okay.
But being wrapped up in the life of the farm, watching David and Ruth go through the same challenges we did, and seeing the grandchildren coming up behind them.
Yes, of course.
I've been allowed to be part of it all again. And now, to have it suddenly snatched away...
That
Bad luck, Rob.
Oh, you were so close.
15 more runs we would have had him.
Never mind.
You still have to play Darrington again, don't you?
Oh, yes.
And next time it'll be on home turf.
There you go, then.
Oh, don't you worry. We'll have our revenge. Won't we, Charlie?
Yeah, I guess. It's a bit frustrating we couldn't wrap it up this time, but no. We'll get another chance.
It just needs a few more of you to play as well as Rob here. Mm. No offence.
Oh, no. Yeah. He got the most runs before he was caught out. So, are you going to the pub?
No, we ought to get back.
Well, you can if you want. Mum will drop me and Henry at home.
Yeah, of course.
No, it's fine. I'm sure Charlie and the team will manage without me. Henry, come on now, time to go.
Oh, well, well done again. You were robbed.
Thank you, Susan. See you, Pat.
Yes, take care.
Wave bye-bye to Granny, darling.
Bye, sweetheart.
I suppose I should find out who else is going for a drink.
Yeah. Where's Neil? He did promise he'd mow the lawn today.
Actually, Susan, could you hold on a moment? Something I need to speak to you about.
You know, I wouldn't have minded if you'd gone to the pub.
Why the hell would I do that? We've already lost.
Rob.
I need it rubbing in my face.
Don't walk so fast, darling. Is this about Charlie?
Charlie? Oh, I don't care about him. It's that Darrington lot.
Darrington?
Well, you should have heard them sledging me. I mean, I'm all for a few good-natured jibes, but they went too far.
Why? What did they say?
Oh, it doesn't matter. Just constant abuse. Your dad did nothing to stop them.
Oh, Rob.
Well, fine. They can have their win. They haven't the self-respect not to put me off.
Look, there's no point blaming yourself.
Blaming?
They obviously got under your skin.
I'm not blaming myself.
Well,
I outbatted everyone. Just sick of it being down to me all the time.
So that's why you've been letting us use the farm?
No, not at all. I'm just...
Very smart. Use us as a guinea pig, steal all our customers...
Susan,
and
really?
Then open a shop of your own.
No, but if the worst comes to the worst, at least there'll still be an alternative.
Oh, well, isn't that convenient for you?
Susan, for goodness sake, I was chair when we set the shop up as a community enterprise. If anything, I thought you'd be pleased.
Well, pleased?
A new farm shop will support the Bridge Farm business. The yoghurt and the cheese and the ice cream. All the things that pay your wages. And what about the pigs? It'll be good for Neil too.
And like you, Pat, Neil and I don't think just of ourselves.
That's not what I mean.
No? So why didn't you tell me sooner? Because you knew exactly what you were up to.
No!
You've taken advantage of the shop, of the flood, of our friendship.
Susan, please.
You and Hazel. Oh, you should be ashamed of yourselves. This is nothing but treachery.
Morning, Pip-Pip.
Oh, Toby.
Sorry, did I startle you? Your gran let me in.
Oh, right.
It wasn't that scary, was it?
Oh, no. I just didn't expect to see you in a suit.
Ah, what do you think? Savile Row, don't you know, from when I worked in the city.
You look very professional.
Well, I could hardly roll up in my boots and overalls. Not for a pitch this important.
Guess not.
Ready to scoot, then?
Almost. I found an old picture of some geese.
Oh, yeah?
In Borchester in 1935. No, it's not going to persuade them to put goose on the menu by itself, but I thought it might appeal to the guests at a chain like Weedle's.
Well, we'll see when we get there. Yeah, let's hit the road. Pip, you coming?
Sorry. Thought I'd do a bit of packing before you got here, but now I can't decide what to take.
I know you're going to High Wycombe tomorrow, but you're back at the weekend, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, but there's such a lot to do. And Gran's arranging this big farewell meal for me on Monday, so I won't be able to leave early then.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to start my new job at 8 a.m. the next day.
I was only checking how long I've got before you desert me.
Right, yeah. I guess I'm just a bit... Yeah, but I'm coming.
You sure?
Absolutely. Let's go.
May the winds be gentle. May the waves be calm. May all the elements respond to your desires. Such a beautiful trio, don't you think?
Yes, indeed.
Un trio bellissimo.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing it. Though opera's not exactly my strong point.
You don't know Così?
No, but we'll be doing some corporate entertaining at Lower Locks.
Oh, well, in that case, let me bring you up to speed. Now, the plot revolves around two pairs of lovers, Ferrando, Dorabella, Guillermo...
Actually, Linda, could I just have my newspaper?
Oh, yes, don't worry. A buon intenditor poche parole.
I'm sorry?
Few words are enough for the good listener. I thought I might use that in my review for the Echo. Or should I say Dylan Nels's review?
I don't think I understand.
Can you open the till for me, Linda? I need some change.
Oh, yes, of course. Now, where was I?
I gave you £2.
Mm. Oh, and how much was the paper again?
Oh, that's £1.40. What, there's 60 pence change.
Ah, thank you, Susan. Right, see you then.
Oh, yes, a l'opera, perhaps.
Oh, afternoon, Mrs. Woolley.
Hello, Charlie.
Oh, great. Just who I wanted to say.
Susan, you can't honestly believe Peggy has anything to do with Hazel converting the village shop.
What? Just as Bridge Farmer about to open theirs? Oh, no, that's a coincidence.
Well, you said yourself Peggy knew nothing about it.
She must be a good actress, then.
Now, really?
All I know is it's played into her hands
perfectly. Afternoon, Peggy.
Hello, Linda. How are you?
Oh, very well, thank you.
And you, Susan?
Fine, thank you. Excuse me, I can't chat. I'm needed in the post office.
Ah, thank heavens. I can take this thing off now.
No, leave it on. I think a tie suits you.
Really? Yeah, is that where I've been going wrong?
Oh, just making an observation.
Well, as long as it's done the trick. Ah, as soon as the exec chef started talking about roasting potatoes in goose fat, I knew we had him hooked.
Oh, but the manager, though.
I know!
For someone working in hospitality, I thought he might be a bit less...
frosty.
...po-faced.
Yeah, like he had a stick of...
Exactly.
Yeah, well, he was fine. He warmed up when you showed him that old picture of the geese.
Yeah, perhaps.
And it's not as if they said no. They just want to think about how many covers they might sell.
I suppose.
That's a success.
Okay.
Come on, smile.
Right.
We make a great team.
Toby!
Just think of how many birds we could shift if we made this more permanent. What?
Now, that's definitely not a line you've tried before.
It's not a line. I'm serious. We could start developing sales of duck, maybe quail, and there's Josh's eggs,
oh,
too.
Oh, don't you start as well. He's already pestering me to persuade Mum and Dad into giving you a longer tenancy.
Sounds smart to me. Josh could supply his eggs, you and me on the marketing.
Excuse me?
Well, a partnership makes sense, doesn't it?
No, it absolutely does not. For one thing, Mum and Dad have enough to deal with without me trying to inveigle you into the farm.
Inveigle?
And more importantly, I won't be around.
I admit, that's a problem.
So, are you going to unlock the pickup?
Tell you what, can I at least take you out for a drink tonight?
You just never give up.
Excuse me, Susan.
Do you need something, Peggy? A book of stamps, perhaps?
Oh, no, thank you. I wanted a quick word. I've spoken to Hazel, and I'm afraid to say she seemed completely unmoved.
Did she now?
I am sorry, Susan, but it's out of my hands.
Well, as long as you're not upset about it...
I beg your pardon.
In fact, it seems to me more like you've been pulling the strings.
Susan, I don't know what you...
Could you, Peggy? The flood could have seen us off. And now, just as we're looking forward to moving back, buying name badges and sorting out new uniforms...
Susan, I told
you... You stabbed the entire village in the back. Just so your family can profit.
My family?
Banbridge Organics... Or whatever they decide to call this fancy new farm shop they're planning.
Oh.
And don't pretend like you didn't know. Just like you pretended you knew nothing about Hazel.
No, I did. But Tom only mentioned it last week.
Yeah, and you realised he'd do a lot better if he didn't have us for competition.
That's ridiculous. You can't honestly think...
Linda, what have I been telling you?
Now, Susan... As if I deliberately try to close down the shop. Linda, you can't believe that.
No, of course not. I'm so sorry, Peggy.
Don't apologise to her.
Maybe you should apologise.
Yes, maybe you should.
She should try saying sorry to all the volunteers who give up their time to the shop for nothing.
Susan!
What?
That's enough.
Oh, well, somebody had to say something.
You know, when I invited you out, we could have gone anywhere. I was happy for you to take advantage of me.
I bet. The ball's fine, though. Can't stay out late anyway. Promised Mum I'd do morning milking.
Oh, now she tells me.
I did only agree to a drink, remember?
Even so.
getting stood up for some heifers.
Oh, evening, Charlie.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, not too bad.
Sorry, do you want to join us?
Oh, no. No, you're right. I'm waiting for Adam. I just thought I'd come over and say hi.
Oh, sure. It's good to see you.
Oh, you're starting at Webster Agri International soon, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. It was Charlie who originally put me onto them.
Was it now?
Yeah. John, I think you'll really enjoy working for them. They're a very innovative company. And I was reading an article about them only the other day and kind of intensive systems they're developing that are modern and ethical. Yes, the only way we're ever going to keep up with the worldwide protein demand.
Ethical?
Is there something funny about that?
Yeah, a bit.
Right. What's your alternative? Turning even more land over to livestock, destroying valuable ecosystems, endangering species.
That's a false choice.
Is it?
Yes. New markets are opening all the time.
All right, boys.
The old model of subsidised commodity production is totally bust.
Look, I agree. Locally, there may be fresh opportunities, but on a global macro level, it's the commodity markets that rule. They always will.
Until people realise the true damage they're doing to the planet.
Oh, come on.
And companies like Webster's know it. That's why they spend so much money promoting themselves, because they know their time's up.
So I'm making a big mistake, am I? By going to work for them, I'm screwing up.
To be honest, I think you are. It's up to our generation to take farming in a new direction.
Pip, can I get you another drink?
I thought you were meeting Adam.
Well, I think he'd be quite interested in this discussion. Same again.
Go on, then.
But
Lager, please.
And Toby. What about you?
Linda.
Good evening, Peggy. I'm sorry to disturb you.
No, no, please come in.
Thank you.
Chris and I are just in the middle of a game of cribbage.
Oh. Well, I won't keep you long. I forgot to say, I have some photos from Mungo's birthday party, if you'd like them.
Oh, yes, that would be very kind.
My pleasure.
So, what can I do for you?
Well, Peggy, I wanted to apologise for this afternoon. I was genuinely appalled by the way Susan spoke to you.
Linda, it's not up to you to apologise.
Nonetheless,
she's upset, I realise that. Although how she could think I'm involved, I simply don't understand.
No.
When I look back at all the years she's been running the shop, with Jax and my support, is that really how little she thinks of me?
Oh, dear. Well, like you say, it's come as a shock.
I just don't have that sort of influence. Really, Linda?
No, I know.
Tom and Helen are so busy with the farm, I'm normally the last to hear.
I've no doubt.
I don't know what they're up to. But as for Hazel...
Yes, Peggy?
Well, she just doesn't listen to me. She knows full well Jack would want the shop to continue. I told her he'd be heartbroken if he could see what she was doing, but... Oh, I'm so sorry, Linda.
No, you mustn't.
Maybe this is all my fault.
How could this possibly be your fault?
Hazel does these things just to spite me. Maybe if I'd treated her differently.
No.
Particularly after Jack died.
Peggy, I'm sure that's not true. And even if it were, it's still no excuse. Don't worry, we'll stop her. Where there's a will, there's a way, that's my motto.
I don't see how...
Neither do I.
So what are you saying I should do? Maybe you hadn't noticed, but my parents aren't about to retire anytime soon.
No,
and I might as well get away from the farm for a few years and work somewhere different.
Learn lots of useful new skills.
To do what? Come back from Webster's and turn Brookville into acres of livestock sheds? Well, you'd have a much better time working with me.
Toby!
Look, I know you think I'm joking... But a couple of years working together, helping me...
And Rex.
Yes, and Rex. Helping us market our pasture-fed foods.
Because this is a serious commercial proposition, you're suggesting.
At least it would give you skills you can apply straight away back home.
As opposed to Webster's, who'll give you a whole perspective on the global industry.
Yeah, and what about Josh?
What about him?
Well, he seems like quite the entrepreneur. Aren't you worried he'll establish himself while you're away?
Josh? No.
He might surprise you. He's already keen to team up with us. Expand his egg business alongside the geese and the ducks and the quail.
Honestly. Pip.
You reckon, do you?
Well, you'll come back to Brookfield and discover he's taken over. There'll be nothing but honking and quacking and flapping of wings.
Well, that's your plan, is it?
That's not what I want, but you just keep turning me down.
Listen, I'm going to check Adam hasn't gone up to the flood bar.
Oh, really?
Okay, sure thing.
And, well, good luck with a new job, whatever my persuasive friend here tries to tell you. I promise you won't regret it.
Thanks.
Cheers for the pint, Charlie.
You don't really think I should be worried about Josh, do you?
I don't know, should you? I mean, what I find harder to understand is how you can leave when you're only just getting to know me.
I think I know plenty already, thank you very much.
Ah, but can you be certain? You might find you've only just scratched the surface.
Gran?
Oh, morning, Pip.
Are you okay? It's 5:30. How come you're up?
I could ask you the same thing. You're not milking, are you?
Oh, I said I would.
But you're off in a few hours.
So it's my last chance. Who knows how long it will be before I get to work with the cows again.
It's not as if it's forever, though.
No, but if the job bleeds to something else...
Oh,
don't worry, Gran. I'm sure I'll be back eventually. I hope that's not the reason you're awake.
No. Well, only amongst other things. I sleep very lightly these days. Cup of tea.
Oh, please.
So how was last night? Did you have a nice time?
Oh, it was fine. I didn't stay out late.
I heard you come in. Was it Toby you went out with?
Yeah, that's right. And Charlie. They all got a bit alpha male.
Really?
Not over me, but the job. Toby thinks I've made a mistake taking it. He thinks farming needs a fresh start and I shouldn't be led down the commodity production route. I don't know. Maybe he's biased. He did choose to get out of the corporate world.
The milk's just there, love.
Thanks.
So, what does he think you should do instead?
Stay here, basically.
Oh, right.
I told him it's too late now.
Yes.
And this is Toby we're talking about. I'm never sure quite how seriously to take him. He even suggested I could work for them.
Would that be possible?
Well,
there might even be other jobs locally, too.
Gran?
I just mean... No. No, ignore me.
You know, I have to go, don't
yeah.
I?
Of course you do.
I can hardly change my mind now.
No, you can't. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't have said anything. It's just with Heather moving down and this rift between your dad and Kenton. No. You have to do what's best for you.
Sorry.
Don't be daft, Pip. It's your life. You've your degree. And I know you've so many ambitions. As long as you're happy, that's what matters.
Sure. How many do they need?
Maybe 10 batter haired and 10 romaine.
No problem. Just let me finish bundling these spring onions.
Oh, thanks, Tom.
It's okay. I can take them through.
No, I know.
Mum? Are you hiding? Susan's not in the shop this morning, is she?
No, she's over in the dairy with Clary. I don't know whether I can face her after what she said to Gran yesterday.
Oh, Gran sounded pretty upset.
And goodness knows what Susan's been telling other people. You know what she's like.
Yeah, and so does everyone else.
Tom, don't be so flippant. The last thing you want is to open the new farm shop amidst accusations of opportunism.
Well, so what if we do? There's no village shop. People are going to have to come here anyway.
Oh, Tom, honestly.
What?
We don't want it to close.
No, but I'm not going to be made to feel guilty about it either. We know we didn't ask Hazel to convert it into flats.
No, but...
All we want is to sell our own produce on our own farm. If Susan chooses to see some giant conspiracy, then she should take it up with her therapist.
Oh, Tom.
Sorry, am I interrupting?
Rob, no.
I know I'm a little early. The interior designer hasn't arrived yet, then.
No. But maybe we could use the time to have a chat about exactly what we want from him?
Well, actually, I was hoping to have a quick word with Pat, if that's okay.
Oh, yes, of course. Why don't we go over to the house?
You've nothing else to fit in here, have you?
No, that's it.
Good, because you do need to leave yourself room to drive.
This is it, then. The start of a whole new adventure.
Mum.
Oh, come here. It's going to be great, you know. You're going to meet so many interesting people. visit exciting new places.
It's only High Wycombe for now.
We just wish we could come with you. Isn't that right, Mum?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And just promises you'll make the most of it, hmm? You're going to learn so much.
For goodness sake, I'm only going down for my induction. I'll be back Friday night.
And we've still got lunch on the bank holiday to look forward to, haven't we? All the family together.
Yeah.
Of course we have, Gran.
Goodbye, love.
Oh. Have you come to say goodbye?
Yes, I know.
All right, Tig.
Come on, boy. Come on. Come on, get down. It's my turn. Hey, thank you for everything. I am so very proud of you.
Oh, don't exaggerate. You don't need me. Now, where are my keys?
Give us a call when you get there, won't you?
Yes. Let us know what your accommodation's like.
I will.
And drive safely, won't you?
Love you all.
David, you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. You?
I'm okay.
Bye!
See you!
Take care!
Right then. You coming inside?
No, I need to check Rickyard's ready for Matthew to move in.
Yeah, and I need to head back to the cowshed.
I suppose I've got ironing to do. Life goes on.
It does indeed. So, we better get on with it.
Oh, that's fine, Rob. We can have Henry on Thursday night.
Oh, that'd be great. Just don't tell Helen.
No, I won't. Are you taking her out somewhere?
No. I'm going to cook.
Oh.
Now, she's been such an angel over this whole resignation thing. I want to make a big fuss of her.
Well, that does sound lovely. You've obviously put a lot of thought into it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry, have I put too much milk in?
No, that's perfect, Pat. Thank you, just how I like it.
Good. I haven't really had a chance to talk to you about Barrow Farm. It all seemed rather sudden.
Well, it had been brewing for a while. It's never really been the sort of farming I wanted to do anyway.
Is it not?
No. I'd much rather be running a farm like my parents. Or here, to be honest.
Right.
But, things aren't particularly great between me and my mum and dad.
No, of course.
There was no room for me in the business. I got sucked into the intensive side of the industry. The money's not bad and the technology's quite enticing, but as time goes on, you realise it's nothing but margins and data and finding efficiencies at the expense of everything else.
I'd no idea.
I just got to the point where I could feel my soul being chipped away.
Well, I can understand that. If only I'd known.
Rob, Wallace said he's just arrived.
Oh, right. Sorry, Pat.
No, you go.
Shame we didn't have much time for a chat beforehand.
No, don't worry. Helen's briefed me pretty thoroughly.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Bye, Pat.
Yeah, bye, Rob. Let me know how you get on.
I've been thinking, David.
Yep.
I'm going to head up to Prudder on Thursday.
Thursday? But hang on.
I know, but it'll still give me all of tomorrow to show Matthew the ropes.
No, that's fine. What about Friday, though? We're going to Lower Loxley for the opera?
Oh.
You'd forgotten.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. But Mum still needs reassuring about the move, let alone all the arrangements.
Yeah, fine.
And if I'm not back for Monday's family meal, you just know how upset your Mum will be.
No. I suppose that makes sense. Although I wish he'd stop making such a big deal out of this thing on Monday. I bet you Kenton won't come.
Probably not.
And even if he does, what's the best that can happen? It's not going to solve anything, is it?
If it makes Jill happier, though.
She's wasting her time,
though. Oh, Ruth, it's you.
Jill.
Sorry if I'd known. I've bought David a lemonade.
Oh, you didn't need to do that, Mum.
Nonsense, you're busy.
Oh.
There's more in the kitchen if you want some, Ruth.
Thanks.
I've just spoken to Elizabeth. She's suggesting I go over to Lower Loxley on Thursday.
Oh, yeah? What for?
To see which room I'd like.
Oh.
Right.
I said there's no rush. It'll be a while yet, won't it, before Heather moves down?
Yeah.
Yeah, I expect so.
A few weeks, maybe.
Yes. And it's not as though I have many things. I presume I'll be leaving Phil's piano here. Ben still loves playing it, and there doesn't seem much point in taking it with me.
Oh, suppose not.
I doubt I'll be left wanting for anything at Lower Loxley.
No.
Excuse me, I've just remembered that I need to...
Ruth?
I've got some things I need to deal with in the office.
Sorry, did I?
No, no. But the more I get organised now, the easier it'll be to hand over to Matthew. In fact, it'll make it easier for everyone.
Righto, love.
I really didn't mean to...
No, 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 you didn't. It's not you, Mum. It's...
What?
Oh, never mind.
No, tell me, David.
It's just... I can't help wondering if it wouldn't have been better if we'd moved to Hadley Hoch after all.
Why on earth would you say that?
Well, you're not going to be here anyway. Pitt was going to come with us, but now she's left too. Got a stranger coming to do the milking, a brother that can't stand the sight of me.
Yes, but if Kenton comes to lunch on Monday...
Oh, Mum!
Jolene promised she'd persuade him.
Yeah, maybe, even so. The whole reason for staying was to hang on to what I had. Now it feels as though I'm losing it anyway.
Well done, Tom. I think you can call that a success.
Yes, I suppose.
Yeah, you seem like a really good guy. And all that clever software. A few clicks on the laptop and he'd entirely transformed the design of the shop.
Yeah.
Or weren't you convinced?
No, I thought he was great. It's just, we were so fixed on a traditional look.
Well, and you're still going to get that. He's just going to draw up designs for something more modern as well.
It's not what Helen and I had decided on, that's all.
Well, there's not much point hiring an expert if you don't take his advice. And he said consumers want something clean and bright and contemporary.
No, I know he agreed with you.
Me? Oh, what do I know about shop design? No, I was just asking him questions.
Yeah, sure, but...
You were entirely right to listen. Look, don't worry. When Helen gets home, I'll explain you just wanted to keep your options open. You're spending all this money. You need to get it right.
True. Maybe we were being a bit old-fashioned. What was that he said about the organic market? It's not only about the produce these days. Consumers want a retail experience.
I can't remember, but it sounds right to me.
And he is the one that does this for a living.
Exactly. You need to trust him.
Are you done?
Oh, hi, Mum.
How did it go?
Yeah.
Pretty good, wouldn't you say? You know, Olaseni had some exciting ideas.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, well, you explain. It is your shop after all, Tom. I need to be getting home anyway.
Oh, right.
Pat, I'll be in touch about bringing Henry over on Thursday.
Yeah, no problem. Bye then, Rob.
See you, Tom.
See ya.
Right, come on then. Tell me.
Like Rob said, it was good. Lots of ideas I hadn't even considered. We've ended up asking him for two sets of designs, then we can choose between them.
Well, that sounds very sensible. So it was helpful having Rob with you then?
Yes, actually. I think it probably was.
Listen to this. Enclosed is a notice of intention to seek possession under the Housing Act 1988, Section 21. This notice is a legal notice served on you, and failure to respond or vacate the property will result in court action being taken against you for possession and the recovery of costs.
Oh, flippin' heck. Not exactly apologising for chucking you out, is she?
How
long have you got?
Till the 21st of October.
Oh, so that's what?
Exactly 8 weeks.
Oh, excuse me, Kenton.
Hey?
I'm trying to put the laundry on.
Oh, sorry.
There's absolutely nothing nearby, but even the smallest place isn't double the rent.
Oh, I bet.
And I need somewhere to park the van and space for my upcycling.
Well, you know you can always move back in here.
But my old bedroom's stacked to the rafters with stuff in storage from downstairs.
We can always clear it out.
And put it where?
Oh, I don't know, Fallon, but we'll work it out. Ain't that right, Kenton? Hmm?
Yeah, the more the merrier. We'll probably be joining you on the street pretty soon anyway.
Oh, Kenton, don't talk rubbish.
What are you on about?
Oh, it's nothing. It's just wallowing, that's all. And in the meantime, the fridges and the flood bar need changing.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, so now you're awake.
I said okay.
And got yourself a coffee?
I'm going. Who are you, my mother? Come on, give me a chance.
Thank you!
Harrison, you must. Fallon would think you were molto romantico. A touch of la dolce vita here in Borsetshire.
Oh, to be honest, Linda, I think Fallon will be so busy selling her hampers, she won't have time for anything remotely romantico.
Oh,
Well, she'll be at the opera anyway. We've no excuse.
Well,
Così fan tutte is such an enjoyable piece.
Ah, maybe if you know Italian as well as you.
Oh, one can't help pick up un piccolo. And it's a very instinctive language. It speaks straight to the heart. And then once you add the music and the performance, la melodia, lo scenario, la passione.
Buongiorno. Oh. Sento parlare l'italiano. Sembra che tutto il villaggio lo stia facendo.
Jim, buongiorno.
Linda, sapevi che Harrison parlava l'italiano?
Scusi?
Did you know Harrison spoke Italian?
Oh, no, I don't. It's Linda here who's fluent.
So I hear.
I'm not sure I'd say that.
Well, now, if you don't mind, Fallon's waiting for me inside.
Yes, of course.
I'll leave you two experts to converse. Ciao.
Yes. Sì, ciao.
Come sta, Linda? Che bel tempo, eh? Che sole splendente.
Oh, indeed. Molto splendente.
Speriamo che il tempo si mantenga così. Sarebbe un gran peccato se dovesse piovere durante lo spettacolo, l'opera lirica.
L'opera lirica? E non vedere la ora.
You can't wait?
Sì.
Shouldn't that be non vedo l'ora?
Well, maybe your Italian is more classical than mine, Jim. I prefer to speak in the vernacular, like the natives.
Veramente?
Anyway, mustache. I only came to jot down the planning reference from the sign in the shop window.
Ah, yes. Susan's been telling me all about Bridge Farm and their Machiavellian schemes.
Oh, dear.
I'm quite appalled. Especially as we've all been over there volunteering.
Yes, I know, but it
makes you question their whole motivation for giving the village shop a temporary home in the first place.
Well, I'm convinced they didn't see this coming.
No?
No. Peggy only found out about the planning application when we did. That's what we need to challenge.
Well, I'm with you there. In fact, I was about to pop into the Bull. Would you like to join me? We could discuss strategy. We might even treat ourselves to un po' di pranzo.
I'm sorry?
A spot of lunch.
Oh, yes, of course. Sì, why not?
Oh, yeah. Is it this one?
Yeah, that's the one. But Harrison, careful, if you can't reach
it. No, I've got it. There you are.
Great.
So what's inside?
Plastic glasses to go with the wine in the hampers. Oh, you can't see another box back there, can you?
I'm not sure.
Fat chance of this ever being my bedroom again.
Oh, I don't know. I've had to evict hoarders living in worse conditions.
Very funny.
Maybe you could crawl in down the side.
Fine. Make a joke, but there's no way that I can live in here. It's not just the room. Have you seen Kenton recently?
I heard about him mixing it up with the party crowd in Borchester.
Well, that's just the half of it. He's drinking. He's miserable. He looks an absolute state.
He has been through a rough time.
Well, haven't we all? And I thought things were getting better. He and Mum were getting excited about the refurbishment plans for downstairs. But over the last couple of weeks...
What?
Well, Mum says he's upset because she's been trying to convince him to go to this meal at Brookfield. But that can't be it. And to be honest, the thought of living here while all this is going on, I don't think I can face it.
Well, we could always move in together instead.
I'm sorry, what?
You don't have to look so appalled.
I'm not, but you've got a housemate.
Malk?
Yeah, he never seems that pleased to see me as it is.
I'm not suggesting you move into mine.
But...
Well, we could find a place here in the village. Between us, we could afford it.
Well...
What's the matter, Fallon? Is that all you've got to say?
No fear, Kenton. It won't be long now till you're back on your feet.
There's your beer.
And we'll still have a pub. That's something to be grateful for, at least.
That's £12.65 altogether.
Oh, no,
I'll get it.
You know, I really don't understand. Yes, maybe converting the village shop into flats would be more profitable,
But you're losing the very thing people say they most value about village life, a sense of community.
And yet, look around you. You're the only ones here.
It is only Wednesday lunchtime, Kenton. Sorry, Linda, you haven't got 50p.
Oh, I expect so.
I thought I had enough. Mm. Well, there's £12 anyway.
Oh, tough.
No, but from a strictly laissez-faire point of view, if something's economically unviable, it has no right to survive.
Very nice.
I didn't say I agree. I think we should do everything we can to save the village shop.
50p, did you say?
If you have it.
No, we managed it once before. I'm sure we can do it again. Right, that's 20,
it won't
30...
be easy.
Oh, gosh, I don't seem to have much change either. 35, 37...
But so many people use the shop, plus all 40. Of us volunteers. There are a lot of people with a stake in it.
And you haven't any coppers?
Well, what do you need?
Look, if you've not got the money, I really
don't
care.
No, 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 hang on.
Well, you're right, Jim, you're right. We need to rally together, stand up for a precious service and say no. We almost lost the village shop in the flood. Well, I'm damned if we're going to lose it now.
There, 50p.
Like hell you did.
Kenton.
The shop would have been fine. If it closes, it's nothing to do with the flood. Some of us have much deeper problems, but does anybody rally around us?
In here, Kenton. Oh, Fallon's got some great news.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Go on, tell him.
Me and Harrison are getting home together.
All right. Good for you.
Oh, Kenton.
Jim and Linda want sandwiches. There's the receipt.
Oh, why? What are you doing?
Having a break. What's it look like?
Oh, and that bottle of whiskey. Why do you need that?
We're a pub, aren't we? And why do you think...
Well, you can understand how Kenton feels. At least we're able to live somewhere else while our homes are repaired.
Yeah, that's true.
And he has his business to worry about as well.
Although, flood or no flood, the shop still needs saving. We need to ensure that as many people as possible write to challenge the change of use application.
Indeed.
So I thought I'd design a flyer to put out around Ambridge, and some posters, and I'll put an appeal on the village website too.
Saying what?
Well, urging people to take to the barricades, of course.
Yes, but on what grounds are we objecting to the change of use?
The loss of a valued community resource, Jim.
But don't we need specific points based on law? Otherwise, we could have everyone out waving the red flag and the planning committee won't pay any attention at all.
The trouble is, we didn't foresee this. If only we hadn't assumed Jack's wishes would be abided by, we might have registered the shop as a community asset.
It's worth checking out. I mean, if the village shop isn't a community asset, I don't know what is.
Hey, all right, Kenton. Mind if I join you?
Sure. Yeah. Do you like? Just don't expect me to be much company.
Fair enough. What are we watching?
Oh, some reality show. I'm not really paying attention.
Probably for the best. Who needs any more reality?
Yeah, quite. Drink?
Oh, not for me. Start my shift in a couple of hours.
Oh. Listen, sorry about just now.
Oh, no.
I'm a bit, I'm really chuffed for you. Fallon's a terrific girl, and to be honest, the less she has to do with me in this place, the better.
Oh, hey, come on.
No, I'm serious. You two, you'll be fine. Better than I've ever managed, anyway.
Look, I know things have been a bit difficult, but you're doing all right.
Oh, am I? Is that what everybody tells you?
No, but...
It's what they always tell me. Mum, Shula, Elizabeth, they just want to pretend everything's hunky-dory.
Is this to do with the meal that you're having on Monday? Fallon mentioned something about it earlier.
Oh, yeah. They all keep nagging me to go. Even Jolene. But why the hell should I?
I'm not saying you should.
Well, I mean, I'm never going to forgive David. And the only reason they want me to is so that they can feel better about themselves, you know? So they don't have to admit it has always been him who has had the breaks, that I am always the one who gets screwed over.
Sure.
I'm just sick of lying. And the last thing I need is to sit around a table at Brookfield pretending we're one big happy family. I know I'm a failure. I don't need to be made to feel like I have to apologise for it too.
Nothing like family to make you feel awful about yourself, eh?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't reckon I've ever told you, but me and my brother haven't spoken for years. Well, if we did, there'd be so much baggage to unpack.
And I bet it's easier that way too, eh?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. We went through some pretty horrible stuff as kids, and we both dealt with it differently. And as soon as we were old enough to leave home, we went our separate ways.
And why not? Just because you're related, why does everyone expect you to get on?
No, you're right.
If we weren't, David and I would have nothing to do with each other.
Probably not.
No.
Thing is, though, mate, I don't know how to fix it with my brother. I don't. But there isn't a day goes by when I don't wish I could. And it's why I've loved getting to know you guys. You know, you've made me feel so welcome.
Yeah. All lost souls welcome here.
I'm being sincere.
I know. And you are very welcome.
So take my advice. It's easy to lose your family, but it's very hard to get them back.
Bells, bells, darling. How many bags have you got?
Oh, don't panic. I haven't gone crazy. Most of it's for Henry, anyway. Did you get the picture I sent you?
Yeah, I got it.
How sweet did he look in his uniform? So we've got 2 jumpers, 4 polo shirts, PE shorts. And look, they even do a little book bag with a school logo on it. Oh, Rob?
Hmm? Oh, yeah, I can see. So you've had a good day then?
Yeah. Yeah, it was really nice spending some time with Mum. We had lunch in the restaurant Underwoods and then we found her a new pair of shoes she's been looking for.
And Henry's all right, is he?
Yeah, fine. Mum's giving him his tea now. Speaking of which, what's in all these pans?
Oi, Nosy Parker, never you mind.
Sorry. It's just when he said he'd arranged for us to have a night in, I assumed he'd be ordering a Chinese or something.
No.
Is this why Mum's been asking odd questions? Have you two been plotting?
Well, you just have to wait and see.
Rob.
Look, there's wine chilling in the fridge. Why don't you pour yourself a glass, take all this shopping away...
Yes, all
and
right.
..go and relax in the garden.
Oh, hang on. I need to show you this first. Oh. Nope, don't groan. It's sort of for you anyway. Ta-da! It's for me to wear tomorrow night at the opera.
Wow.
Boat neck across the front, very demure. But look at the way it plunges down at the back. So was I right? Does it meet with your approval?
Well, I don't know. I guess you'd have to put it on for me.
You mean now?
Mm-hmm. Do your hair as well.
Okay. I suppose if this evening's going to be fancier than I was expecting...
Yes, exactly.
I'll go and make myself beautiful.
Goodness, I can't believe the transformation.
So what's happening now, Elizabeth? A tech run, did you say?
Yes, that's right, Carol.
What an honour.
I don't feel as if we should be allowed in.
Well, it's a lot less chaotic now than it was earlier. They arrived in 2 enormous articulated lorries. There have been people running around all day, laying cables and building scaffolding.
Well, I suppose they had to bring the stage with them, didn't they?
And all the props and costumes.
I wasn't expecting it to be so large.
It's such a wonderful setting. And with the park as a backdrop, it's going to be glorious.
Now I just need to get through the weekend without having a breakdown.
Oh, you will.
These things must always be a frantic rush to put on, but it'll all come together.
And you're still coming to lunch on Monday, aren't you?
Oh, yes, Mum, don't worry.
Just checking. I've still got no idea if Kenton will be joining us.
Do you want me to have a go?
Oh, no.
I could give him a call.
No, honestly, love. Julian said to leave it all to her. We're just going to have to wait and see.
Okay. Right, well...
Yes. We ought to tear ourselves away. We don't want to spoil the opera for tomorrow.
No, we don't.
And you've got an important decision to make.
Rob, this all looks amazing. Flowers, candles, and supper smells wonderful. I can't wait to find out what we're having.
Here we go.
I was just saying, you've gone to so much effort.
Oh, rubbish. Need something to do all day. So... we have citrus-cured salmon with horseradish creme fraiche and a dill and watercress salad.
Wow.
I hope you like it.
Well, I'm sure I will.
More wine?
No,
go on, just a top up.
Well, all right. Not too much, though. I want to be able to remember what I'm eating.
You know, you really do look stunning in that dress.
Thank you. So you definitely like it, then?
Like it? It makes me wonder what it was I ever did to deserve you.
Rob.
No, I mean it. I remember one of the first times I saw you. It was just after I'd arrived, and you were sitting by yourself in the playground with Henry.
Oh, no. I was probably in an old baggy jumper with tissues stuffed up the sleeves.
No, you were wearing a cotton dress, the one with the primroses.
You remember that?
The sun was in your hair, and you and Henry were laughing. I don't think he knew I was there. Do you know what I thought to myself?
No. What did you think?
I thought to myself, which lucky so-and-so got her to give him a child? Because I want to find him and kill him.
Did you really?
Well, something like that.
Little did you know.
Little indeed. And now I'm that guy. And the woman on the bench, well, she's mine.
Is she everything you thought she would be?
Absolutely. A wonderful wife. A wonderful mother.
Well, it really can't be me you're talking about, then.
She's beautiful and devoted. And best of all, I know that when the whole world's against me, there'll still be one person standing by my side. Which is why I wanted to cook you a special meal to say thank you.
Darling, you really didn't need to. If anyone should be grateful, it's me. That woman in the playground.
No.
She was lonely, uptight.
Helen.
And convinced no one could ever want her.
Don't say that. You're perfect. Now, come on. Tuck in. How's the wine? I chose it specially to go with the fish.
Yes, it's lovely.
Good. Here's to us, then.
Yes. Here's to us.
Well, this is quite something. You've not only a bedroom, you've got your own private sitting room too. And look at that view.
Yes, I know.
Who needs Bert when you can have Capability Brown? You'll be able to sit at the dressing table doing your makeup, looking out over the grounds.
Yes, you're right. It is very beautiful.
But
nothing at all. I'm very lucky.
Jill?
Carol, please don't.
You've no idea what I'm going to say. Come on, sit down on the bed. Look, I know it's going to be hard leaving Brookfield, but think of all the interesting and exciting things you'll have on your doorstep.
Yes, I know.
There aren't many people who can watch Così fan tutte from their bedroom window.
It's just I don't see what use I can be, that's all.
Use?
Well, I can't just sit around, can I? No matter how grand the surroundings.
I'm sure Elizabeth won't turn down any offers of help.
Elizabeth seemed to fit straight in, but... Well, just look at those curtains. How do you even go about cleaning them? It must take two men just to take them down.
Oh,
no, don't laugh. I'm not cut out to be Lady of the Manor.
Well, I'm very sorry, my dear. But you may just have to get used to it.
I told you, stop fussing.
If I get it done now...
You're not doing anything.
Rob.
Now, come on, the washing up can wait till morning.
No, but it's...
Sit down on the sofa.
No, hang on. My phone. I need it in case Mum calls.
If there's a problem with Henry, she'll ring on the landline.
Yeah, I suppose.
Oh, mind yourself.
Whoopsie daisy. That's your fault.
What, mine?
Hey, you keep filling up my glass.
You're the one who keeps emptying it. Now, hang on.
What's she doing now?
No, just wait.
Oh.
There. That's better. So that's no to more wine then?
Well,
might as well finish the bottle.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
I mean for everything, for the wine, for the food, for just being wonderful.
Well, I am pretty marvellous.
You are. I meant what I said earlier. I never imagined being this happy. I always thought romance was for other people.
Oh, darling, why would you say that? What could it possibly be about you that's so terrible? That's so ugly and off-putting, hmm?
I...
Come on, tell me.
Oh, I need some water.
Helen.
Oh, I have a bad head in the morning.
Don't run away.
Rob, let go. I'm only going to the kitchen.
I'll fetch you a glass of water in a minute. Sit back down. You can be honest. What were you going to say?
Greg. I was going to say I made him so miserable he ended up killing himself. Well, I obviously didn't make him happy.
He was a coward, Helen. If anything's your fault, it was going out with a head case like that in the first place. Do you still think about him?
No, not very often. I'm just explaining, though. After that, I thought I was no good to anyone. I started, well, obsessing about my weight. Well, everyone around me was falling in love and getting married, and that's why I had Henry the way I did. I just thought, okay, if I'm always going to be by myself, then I'll have to do it by donor. I so wanted someone to love. Someone to love me. Oh, see? This is why I shouldn't talk about it.
It's all right now, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I know.
You've got me now. I'm here.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Finally, it all seems to make sense, all those years waiting. It's like in a film or something. You're the dashing hero who's come to rescue me.
In the end, you've got everything you could have ever wanted.
I really have.
Well, all we need now is a baby of our own.
Absolutely. One day.
Well, you mustn't worry anymore, darling. All that's over, okay? It's just you and me. I'm never going to stop loving you.
No. I'll never stop loving you.
Helen.
Wait.
What?
Stop a second.
Why, what's the matter?
I need to ask you something. Do you love me as much as you love Jess?
Yes. Yes, of course. Jess was nothing compared with you.
Really? Rob, do you mean that? Shouldn't we at least go upstairs? Rob? Yes, hello?
Hi. How come you weren't answering?
Rob.
I've been calling your mobile. I've been ringing the house phone.
Where are you?
Collecting Henry from your parents.
He's all right, isn't he?
He's fine. I thought I'd take him to the park. That's why I'm calling.
Oh, I see.
So, why didn't you answer the phone? Hadn't gone out, had you?
Out? No. I've been lying in bed.
Have you been crying?
No. No, I'm just a bit hungover, I think.
Well, I did tell you to slow down with the drinking.
Did you?
Would you listen? Hey, little Miss Giggly.
No, you're right.
Then I guess we both got a bit carried away, didn't we?
Yeah.
What a night.
Yes.
Look, I can hear you're tired. Why don't you get some more rest? We need you looking gorgeous in that dress at the opera tonight. That's if I can restrain myself from ripping it off you.
No, Rob, I can't. I mean, I'm really not sure I'll be up to it.
What are you talking about? I bought those tickets specially.
Yes, I know.
You'll be fine. Don't let me down now.
Oh, hello, love.
Hi, Mum.
How are you getting on?
Oh, not too bad. Matthew's taking the cows through for milking. He's pretty sharp at spotting which ones are about to calf.
So you're happy with him, then?
Yeah. He's a nice lad. I think he'll be fine.
Can I make you a coffee?
No, you stay there all day.
I'm just looking through your gran's old recipe book.
Oh, really? How come?
For the WI centenary.
No.
It's bringing back so many memories.
Mum, you're not that old.
No. I remember Doris making them.
Oh.
Barley broth. Beef a la mode. She thought that sounded so posh.
Yeah, I'll bet. Where are the boys?
Ben's out on his bike and Josh went off in his car.
Oh, right. Yeah, he's out with friends tonight, isn't he?
What about Pip? Will she be back before we leave for the opera?
No. It won't be till late, but then I've given my tickets to the Thwaites.
Why did you do that?
Well, you know, they seem quite keen to use them. I did offer them to Eddie first, but he said Jennifer had given them tickets for La Boheme.
You could still have come tonight.
Well, I was only going because I thought Ruth could do with a treat, but with her up in Prada, I'd rather just have a quiet night in.
I just want to know what the problem is. You said you were feeling better.
And I am.
Well, you could at least smile. I've worked really hard to make these last 2 days special.
I know. You've been wonderful.
So don't spoil it, then.
And who's this glamorous couple walking towards me?
Oh, Pat.
Oh, Helen, you look even more beautiful in that dress than when you tried it on yesterday.
Oh. Thanks, Mum.
And Rob. Oh. No one could ever accuse you of not scrubbing up well.
Well, you're looking very elegant yourself, Pat.
Thank you. So, how was last night? Rob was telling me all about it when he came round for Henry earlier.
Was he?
You know he'd been planning it all week.
Yes, I know. He takes such good care of me.
I'm sorry, Jill, I'm sorry, but if you want my thoughts on tonight's performance, you'll just have to read Dylan Nels's review in Thursday's Echo.
Well, never mind.
My lips are sealed. Le mie labbra sono bloccate.
Sigillate. My lips are sigillate.
Oh, hello, Jim.
Although the equivalent phrase in the vernacular is aqua in bocca, meaning my mouth's full of water. Which is an alternative you might like to consider.
Evening, Jim.
Buonasera, cara mia.
Buonasera to you, too. Is Chris with you?
Yes, she's chatting with Oliver and Caroline. They've been brushing up on their Italian, too.
Yes, of course. They'll be leaving for their holiday soon.
They will indeed.
Although tonight we can all pretend Lower Loxley is a palazzo in the Tuscan hills.
Well, I have some news that might lift your spirits even further. I've been looking into the possibility of registering the shop as a community asset, and there's absolutely no reason why we can't still do it.
And we could still use it to challenge the planning application.
If we move fast enough.
Sorry, does that mean Hazel wouldn't be able to convert it into flats?
Well, it might strengthen our case.
And it would put a spanner in the works at Bridge Farm, too.
Now, Jim...
I know your views, Linda, but I still think it's an act of gross cynicism.
Hello, Tig. Oh, boy. Hey, where'd you come from? All right, calm down. Go on, sit. Good boy. See how much nicer that is.
Dad, here you are.
Pip, so that's why Tig was so excited. I wasn't expecting you back so soon.
Oh, no. Well, I got away as soon as I could.
Oh.
Ben said he thought you were checking the sheep.
Yeah, I was.
Oh.
But such a beautiful evening, I was just having a bit of a moment to myself. Anyway, what about you? How's the job? How have you been getting on?
It's not quite what I was expecting.
No?
No, I've spent most of the last 3 days hanging around the office at their headquarters.
Mm. Well, I suppose once you start properly...
As far as I can tell, it's going to be pretty much the same. Sitting in on meetings and putting together presentations.
You just need to settle in.
No, of course I don't mind. I was just explaining the libretto to Sabrina.
Actually, maybe we ought to find our seats.
Yes.
We've already bought a programme, Linda.
And it is going to start soon.
Oh, no, this won't take a minute. Now, the plot revolves around Ferrando and Guglielmo, who are convinced that their fiancés will always be faithful. In fact, they're so certain they make a wager with Don Alfonso, who claims he can prove to them in one day that their lovers are nothing of the sort.
And let me guess, he wins the wager.
Oh, so you know it then?
No, but judging by the title...
Ah, yes, così fan tutte.
Yeah, women are like that. Although I'd bet my last penny on you in an instant.
Who on me?
Hmm. Oh, don't tell me my money wouldn't be safe.
Yes, of course it would.
Careful, Helen. You got him worried. Well, that's what the opera's about, how far love can be tested.
Helen, Rob.
Oh, hi there, Jill.
Married life must be suiting you. Don't you both look handsome?
Thank you. I know some people say it doesn't change anything, but it does feel different somehow, doesn't it, darling?
Mm. Well, you can certainly see it, can't you, Pat?
Absolutely.
Jill, Roach is back here.
I know. I'm just saying hello to Pat and Helen.
Evening, Jim. How are you?
Oh, very well, thank you. Although, actually, I did have something to ask you. Will all of us volunteers be receiving a slice of your profits?
I'm sorry?
It's just, since the shop's been a Bridge Farm, you've been selling more of your produce. And, of course, we've been promoting
Jim.
It. I just thought that now we've drummed up all these new customers for you.
Look, I'm sorry if you
no,
think
no,
that
no,
we...
don't apologise, Pat.
But I'm not...
Things a bit tight for you, Jim. Aren't they paying you for all that pontificating?
Now, excuse me...
Because until they do... Why don't you stop criticising other people and keep your ignorant opinions to yourself?
Well, I...
Jim, let's find our seat, shall we? Carol's waiting.
And I need to take a moment to summon my critical faculties.
Pip, love, I know it must be a bit scary, but you've only been down in High Wycombe a few days.
So what?
So you need to give it a chance. Come on, love. You'll soon start to make friends, and once you've got to know your housemates...
I'm not homesick or anything.
You're bound to have misgivings.
This isn't some snap decision.
But think how annoyed you'd be with yourself if you throw in the towel.
I was having doubts before I even got there.
Pip, this is your future. You can't just give up the job
Dad,
now.
Dad, honestly, just listen.
But it's not the...
Please?
Yeah.
As soon as I arrived, I knew it wasn't right for me. And then the more I found out, the foreign travel, for instance... If that happens at all, it won't be till next year.
The time will fly by.
And as for Brazil, they're withdrawing that programme this year and they say they're unlikely to be running it again.
But...
I might actually have more opportunities staying here.
Hardly.
And you wouldn't be left running the farm on your own. It's crazy to bail just now when I'm needed
no,
here
Pip,
most.
Pip, stop right there. I'm not having you doing this for my sake.
Dad, really...
No, I mean it.
I'm not. Seriously. I want my future to be here at Brookfield.
And this isn't...
What?
This isn't a boy thing. I mean, it's not about Toby.
Toby?
Or...
No way!
Okay.
It's the last reason.
No, all right, fine.
So what do you say? Have I still got a job here?
Pip.
Dad? Please say I can come back.
Yes, of course you can.
Phew.
I mean, as if I'd say no.
It's too late now, anyway. I've already resigned.
Yeah, it's great.
Rob, what about you?
Oh, it's fabulous, isn't it? Look, I might try and beat the rush and go and fetch our hampers.
Good idea. And we can grab a nice spot on the lawn.
Yes, OK.
Wonderful. I'll come and find you.
We'll keep an eye out. Oh, the
music. It just carries you away. You look like you're in a different world.
Oh, do I? Sorry. Shall we...
Helen, I just wanted to say...
Yeah?
If I've seemed less than enthusiastic about you getting married...
Mom.
It was only because it was such a shock, that's all. I've actually been seeing a whole different side to Rob since you came back. He seems much more relaxed. And the way he slapped down Jim.
Look, it's fine.
And it's obvious how much he loves you. He's so attentive and caring. I've never seen anyone look at someone the way he looks at you.
Haven't you?
No. So, I'm sorry if I've been too hard on him. I think Rob makes a fantastic addition to the family. I'm so happy for you both. I really am.
You can follow The Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.